Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel again. And make sure you comment as we're going along. Sorry, this is not live. And ensure that you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Please break the bank. Take out all the credit cards available to humanity. Max them out and give it to me. And you won't regret it. This is about Keir Starmer's reaction to the Uniting the Kingdom rally, which took place on the 30th of September. A Saturday, that's just 2 days ago. It was an anti-immigration rally, and the linchpin of it was the detestable Tommy Robinson, a violent criminal with about a dozen convictions behind him, spent a few years in prison and stuff like that. Hilariously, the guy who wants to stop illegal immigration once went to the United States on somebody else's passport, and so on. They're often got were displaying images where, you know, the St. George's Cross, symbol of Christianity. I would like to remind these people that Jesus Christ was a refugee. He and the Blessed Virgin Mary and Joseph, they all fled the Holy Family to Egypt, where they sought asylum for a few years from King Herod. And the Egyptians not being of their nationality or faith took them in for a few years, if you believe the good book. But so the Unite the Kingdom rally wasn't in favour of any political party. Methinks they're inclined towards Reform UK, but Reform United Kingdom has not actually endorsed them. Remember, Tommy Robinson had his own political movement for a while, but they didn't contest elections, a pressure group, really. English Defence League, he then renounced that, repudiated Islamophobia. Is he moving back to it? It's unclear, he contradicts himself. So he's a dimwit, he doesn't know what he believes. But the people like Eva Flaudenig-Herbroek, who does not have the excuse of imbecility, she's brainy. So that was it, over 110,000 people, a lot of anti-migrant sentiment. You know, re-migration sends expel people like who? Legal immigrants? British citizens who are of immigrant descent? It's quite worrying. So very few non-whites there. I'm guessing they wouldn't feel entirely welcome. But Keir was an object of scorn then. People were chanting Keir Starmer is a wanker. Wow, that tune Seven Nation Army. Labour supporters used to use it 10 years ago for Jezza. Oh, Jeremy Corbyn. But now it's to denounce the First Lord of the Treasury. So I'm glad that Keir did at least say that peaceful protest is a right. But then he rightly denounced the physical attacks on police officers. So consider there are like 110,000 people at least. There were only 24 arrests, far, far fewer than the Notting Hill Carnival. Why is that not seen as an extremist event? And I know most people who go to the Notting Hill Carnival are innocent. I've been to it myself a few times. But this, we're told, is a racist event. I'm sorry to say, to some extent, that's true. But it was much less violent than the Notting Hill Carnival. And there were some leftists who were counter-protesting. Now, Keir said no one should be intimidated because of their background or skin colour. Well, that's definitely true. So they weren't against any colour, but some was, you might say impliedly they were, at least some of them were, or their background. That could be the fact that they moved from one country to another. And being an immigrant is an entirely honourable thing. I mean, arguably, I'm an immigrant in the United Kingdom, being an immigrant or maybe guest worker in several places, expatriate, people sometimes call themselves. Now, Keir claimed the United Kingdom is a nation proudly built on tolerance, diversity and respect. Is that true? Well, not if you listen to his party, who think it's nothing but racism, exploitation, patriarchy, cruelty, violence, injustice, all the rest of it. I remember I had a leftist colleague a few years ago who was totally against Brexit and all the rest of it. But he said it's because the working class, particularly working class whites, are fed up of being tarred as racist all the time. And they're kicking back. But is it tolerance? I mean, Keir Starmer is obviously definitely intolerant. He criminalises people who've got divergent views. He criminalises people for trying to save civilians in Gaza. He thinks that opposing genocide is a crime. Obviously, the mass murder of over 60,000 civilians is not a crime, according to Keir. Bombing 37 hospitals is not a crime, according to Keir Starmer. Diversity. Well, Keir definitely doesn't favour the diversity of opinion. So you look to... You can't join the police or be a teacher or a prison officer or a probation officer or probably do a lot of things in civil service if you have unpopular views. And if you, whatever, say something that the establishment finds uncongenial, you'll have a visit from the police. So he definitely does not want diversity. That is a lie. He's a bigot, and it's the imposition of his illiberal ideology that is robbing people of their freedom. Now, I know it's completely wrong to say the United Kingdom is tyrannical, but why does it not seem as ridiculous as it should? Why is there a grain of truth in what the people like Eva Flooding Gerbrug say? Respect. You said the UK is founded on respect. Does he respect these people? I don't. And certainly don't respect Sir Keir Starmer. Anyway, he said that the Union flag and St. George's Cross mustn't be surrender those who use them for violence, fear and division. Okay. But we have politics as we disagree, as Jeremy Paxman said. Unless, of course, you want a totalitarian state, which perhaps Sir Keir does. Of course there's division. There are different viewpoints and so on. There are different races. Is that divisive? I mean, the United Kingdom was more or less monoracial in, say, in the 19th century. Was that better? I don't think so. Fear. They didn't threaten to harm anybody, thank goodness, in this. They expressed their fear, I think an exaggerated fear and so on, and had the spotlight solely on crimes committed by immigrants, not by non-immigrants, which is preposterous. So it was very cynical to exploit these horrendous crimes against women and children to then demonize an entire segment of society. You know, at least 20% of the people who are non-white or whatever, maybe 40% of people of immigrant descent, that, you know, that could be Italian, that could be white American, then that could be Bulgarian or something. And violence. Well, fortunately, there's very little violence in that rally. I wish there was no violence whatsoever. But if you have 110,000 people, you're going to have a few brutes amongst that. And it could have been some violence in the leftists, too. It might, of course, be the police being a far left organization and making bogus accusations in order to traduce the reputation of Unite the Kingdom. And there was this inflammatory rhetoric. Elon Musk, who addressed it by video link, said, "Fight back or die." Woo, I think we want less reference to death. I mean, the United Kingdom is not in danger of dying in even a metaphorical sense. And Elon Musk saying Parliament must be dissolved, applauded by many in the crowd. So much for people who are against foreign interference. Elon Musk, who's a South African-American and Canadian billionaire, that he should dictate to the United Kingdom when it shall and shall not call elections. Wow. Staggering. Now, I have to say, Sir Keir was on the mark when he said this imperils our democracy and this is incendiary and that the public will scorn it. And I think broadly that's true. So, you know, they've tapped into, I think at least 10% of the population would agree with Unite the Kingdom. You know, a further 20% would have sympathies in that direction. I mean, the high majority of people think that immigration is too high. It is coming down. I mean, legal immigration is probably the right level, according to me now. Illegal immigration is obviously far too high. I mean, there should be none, but all right, there's always going to be some. So that was it. So some officers were injured, and that is obviously terrible. I don't want any police officer to get injured. Obviously, the police had to use force. Sometimes, so far as I know, nobody says it was excessive force. So that is Sir Keir. It might actually help Sir Keir because, with, you know, he's got good enemies. I remember watching a video about Neil Kinnock talking about Maggie Thatcher. Said Maggie Thatcher has had good enemies. Leopoldo Galtieri, the Argentine military dictator, or Arthur Scargill, the Stalinist striker. So Sir Keir could say to people, it's, you know, Tommy Robinson or me. Surely you don't want a white supremacist Islamophobic yob. Therefore, I'm standing up for civilization. So it might actually redound to his advantage, especially if you can closely associate Labour with opposition to this. And ethnic or minority people say, we got to vote Labour. It's the only thing standing between us and those who want to strip us of our citizenship, deport us. So there seemed to be no recognition from the protesters that ethnic minority Britons have the absolute right to be in the United Kingdom. And they make a tremendous contribution. And OK, there are a few bad ones, but you could say that about white Britons as well. And, you know, you could be an ethnic minority white too. What about a Latvian or a Slovakian who moves to the United Kingdom or a Canadian or British extraction moves to the UK? He or she is also an immigrant. And if these people are so against immigration, what about white Americans? Do they have to come back to Europe? Why are these people so sympathetic to white South Africans? Why are they not to the autochthonous race? All right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.